Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar and several Democratic governors are warning about the effects the Trump budget bill would have on states. Klobuchar says the numbers are staggering.
This big, beautiful betrayal of a bill would take food assistance away from 4 million Americans, including 1 million seniors, 800,000 parents with school-aged children, and 1.4 million people who live where it's hard to find a job.
Klobuchar also claims that grocery prices will rise and farmers could see less money in their budgets. Republicans hope to pass the budget reconciliation bill before the 4th of July break. Officials in the Rochester area are urging Congress to reconsider proposed cuts to Medicaid in that budget bill. The Olmsted County Board of Commissioners sent a letter expressing concern to President Trump and Minnesota's congressional delegation. It says 16,000 children in the county were granted access to health care through Medicaid last year. Leaders also say they don't have the staffing to ensure Medicaid recipients are meeting proposed work requirements every 6 months. The National Weather Service is looking into at least a half dozen tornado reports in southern and southeastern Minnesota. Meteorologist Tyler Hosenstein says the rotation was first spotted Wednesday near Alden and Heartland in Freeborn County.
For about an hour, we were receiving tornado reports frequently from weather spotters and storm chasers and multiple reports of tornado touchdowns and perhaps even one longer track tornado. Then we'll have to go out and see where those actually occurred and which ones were confirmed and which ones were not.
Tornadoes were also reported in Zumbro Falls, Lake City, Brattsburg, and Hoka in southeastern Minnesota. And the 11-year-old boy fatally shot in a North Minneapolis park Monday is being identified as Amir Atkins. The Minnesota Twins shut out the Seattle Mariners 2-0 at Target Field last night to snap a 5-game losing streak. Joe Ryan pitched 6 scoreless innings and struck out 8 batters for his 8th win of the season. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli.
Joe Ryan, excellent start. We talk about him just attacking them with good pitches in the zone. He had everything working well today.
Willie Castro hit the go-ahead RBI single in the 6th inning, and Cody Clemens added a solo homer in the 7th. The Twins and Mariners play the series finale this afternoon. And the Minnesota Timberwolves used the 17th overall pick in the NBA draft on a 6'11" center from France. 18-year-old Johan Beranger averaged 5 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 1.4 blocks in Slovenia this past season. He's seen as a rim protector and a mobile big man who can run the pick and roll. The Wolves have the first pick in the second round of the draft tonight. This is MNN.